Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks, guys, for tuning in, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please, don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right? And again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Let's look at the weather. Right now, it's 75 degrees in the ATL. We're looking at a high today of 90. 90 again today. Tomorrow, looking at maybe possible thunderstorms, 89. Sunday, partly cloudy, 88. Monday, thunderstorms, 87. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, thunderstorms all next week. And in the mid to upper 80s. So, that's your weather. And Let's see, what else do we have going on here? Let's look at our word of the day. Today's word of the day is, come on, give it to me. Whelm. Whelm. W-H-E-L-M. Whelm is today's word of the day. Whelm is a verb, and it means to turn upside down, usually to cover something, is whelm, or to cover or engulf completely with usually disastrous effect. And the second meaning is to overcome in thought or feeling. That's what I thought whelm was, and which it is, right? Whelm, to overcome in thought or feeling. You hear a lot of people say, she was overwhelmed with joy, or, you know, or something. So that's whelm, okay? Whelm. All right, so that's a great word. You guys can grab that and use it however you'd like. Now, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. I see that more people joining the show, and welcome, guys. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show. And if you'd like to give a comment or give your opinion on today's episode, or, again, it's Free For All Friday, so anyone can call in and talk about whatever you'd like. Now, when you call in, you have to press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you'd like to be on the air. Now, so let's go ahead and get into it. All right. Now before we grab this great topic, and it's funny to me, before we get into it, you guys, please, if you know, tonight, 9:00, Game 4 of the NBA Finals, or, you know, you're gonna see a new NBA champion tonight. Not new, because they won it last year, but you're going to see another Golden State championship tonight. LeBron hoop. Okay? That's where we're going with that. Now, today's episode is entitled, of course, it's Free Fall Friday, and then the title is, what's the difference in being butt naked and butt-ass naked? Okay, what's the difference in being butt-naked and being butt-ass naked? All right? So, and what I want to do is, if you guys want to, you can call in and tell me what you think, but I'm going to tell you what the difference is in being butt-naked and butt-ass naked. Because, My wife asked me that question. What's the difference in being butt naked and butt ass naked? Seems like you're naked, right? But there's a difference. Butt naked is just, you know, where you are. You mean you get out of the shower, you get out of the bathtub or whatever. You know, sometimes you get out of the bed. And you're naked, but you're butt naked. That's butt naked. Now, the difference in being butt naked and butt ass naked, which is, there's a difference now. The difference in being butt ass naked is like when you walk, ladies, when you get naked, put on some high heels, and you walk in front of your man, or you walk in front of the bed, or you walk in front of the TV, you walk in front of your man with just those heels on, now you're butt-ass naked. That's the difference. Butt naked, you just get out of the shower and with no clothes on, whatever. You get out of the bathtub, no clothes on, whatever. That's being butt naked. But when you show that off to your man, that's being butt-ass naked. Okay? That's being butt-ass naked. When your man's sitting there watching the basketball game, and you walk in the room and walk by that TV with just your heels on, maybe have a little cocktail in your hand or a cup of coffee if it's morning or whatever, and you walk by that TV and you just got those heels on, and you walk by that TV and he's looking at the TV, you know, the TV at that point becomes obsolete. You're not even looking at that TV anymore. Y'all with me? You know, and that's being butt-ass naked. There's a difference, right? There's a difference in being butt naked and butt-ass naked, right? Because if, you know, think about it, guys. You sitting there watching the TV, you watching a movie or you watching the game or whatever, and your girl comes in the room and she walks in and she doesn't have anything on. I mean, not a stitch of clothes, no socks, no shirt, nothing. No underwear, nothing. She just got on those shoes. And she walks right in front of you. Walks right by you. Just butt-ass naked. What's gonna happen? And she walk in and then she sit down next to you and she just butt-ass naked. Man, what's gonna happen right there? What's gonna happen? And the reason I wanted to talk about this is because some women have problems with their man paying any attention to them. Okay, some women have a problem with their man paying attention to them when their man is watching a game or watching a movie or, you know, doing something else. And she wants some attention. If you walk by that man and you butt-ass naked, just like I told you. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, having a blouse on or just having your panties on. Nah. No bra, nothing. Just shoes. Oh my. Oh boy. Now that's, I mean, you close your eyes and you think about it. Yeah, I guarantee you 100% that you're going to get some attention at that point. Hey, you're like, what game? Do you know, you'd be like, man, I got to get into this. And that's exactly what happens. If your man is not paying attention to you, you walk in that room where he is, butt-ass naked. Not butt naked. Because when you're butt naked, you might, you know, you'll probably walk in without, you know, with some socks on or, you know, just a shirt or something. You'll probably walk in like that. That's not being butt-ass naked. Okay? Being butt-ass naked is you got nothing on but some high-heel shoes, and you walk in the room, you walk by that man, walk in front of that man, and he's sitting there watching a game or something, and you walk by him and sit down next to him. That's being butt-ass naked. I mean, you standing up on you just – the only part you standing up on is those toes. You know how those heels go, ladies, when you're wearing those heels. All you're doing is standing up on those toes. All right? You got that thing jacked up in the air. Hey, that's being butt-ass naked. When you got that thing jacked up like that and you standing there and you know, and you got them You got them 5-6 inch high stilettos on, and you standing up on them tippy toes, and you walk by that man, and he see that thing. You like, God, girl, you better come on. And I guarantee you, he gonna pay attention to you then. I don't care. You fat, skinny, bald, ugly, whatever. See, men aren't built like, women and men are totally different. See, men aren't built to really pay attention to some of these little things. All right. And you don't have to be a Vanessa Williams. You don't have to be a beauty queen. I say Vanessa Williams because that's my girl. But you know, you don't have to be a Vanessa Williams or something like that. You know, you just be you. But you gotta have the shoes. You gotta have the shoes. And you walk through there, and you pop that thing in the air. And you walk through there, I guarantee you, that man going to pay attention then. Woo! He going to pay attention then. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Free for all Friday, baby. You can call in and talk about whatever you like. Okay? But I wanted to talk about being butt naked. The difference in being butt naked and being butt ass naked. See, when you're butt naked is like you got out of the shower or you just got out of the bathtub or just changing clothes, whatever. That's being butt naked. But when you butt ass naked, being butt-ass naked is when you put on those high heels and you prance in front of that man and you with nothing on but those heels. And ladies, if you're trying to get some attention from your man, walk in front of him butt-ass naked. Walk in front of him butt-ass naked. And stop going to bed with nothing on your feet. Put some of them heels on when you go to bed, girl. Figure that one out. Right? Figure that one out. Yeah, no. Some of you women go to bed and y'all got these sweat socks on. Man, take them sweat socks off. Put them shoes on, girl. Do it right. I guarantee you he gonna pay attention to you then. When you butt ass naked, your man gonna give you all the attention you want. And I hope you ladies listening to the show. I just needed to do this because, someone said to me that they're not getting the attention that they need or they want at home. And that's what I said. You at home when y'all two alone and you get butt-ass naked. She said, butt-ass naked. I said, yeah. Not butt naked, but butt-ass naked. She said, what's the difference between being butt naked and butt ass naked? Both of them, you're just naked. No. Again, butt naked is when you get out of the shower and you drying off in the off after you get out of the shower and you're getting ready to get your clothes on, right? That's butt naked. Or you get out of the bathtub and you're drying off and you're getting ready to get you some clothes on or get your PJs on and get in the bed. That's butt naked. But you gotta get butt ass naked when you get trying to get attention from your man. That means nothing on, no clothes, no socks, no pants, no underwear, no bra, no t-shirt, no blouse, nothing. No necklace, no rings, no bracelets, nothing. Just those high heel shoes you wear. I know you men out there thinking about your girl now. I know it. When you know, if you're not with her now, if you're with her now, go ahead and tell her, girl, I need you to get butt-ass naked tonight. And if she asks you what's the difference between being butt-ass naked and butt-naked, you tell her. I just told you the difference. You tell her what the difference is. Tell your woman that. I guarantee you, she gonna get butt-ass naked for you today, tonight, whenever. And she not gonna forget how to be. She not gonna forget how to be butt-ass naked. She not gonna forget how to get your attention. She said, I know how to get this dude attention. I'm going to get butt-ass naked. And that's what you do, ladies. Get butt-ass naked. Your little fantasy or whatever you had right there, it's going to pop off real fast, real quick. Because he's going to get excited. And you know, once your man get excited, hey, you in for a long few minutes right there. You know what I'm saying? I ain't talking about no hour, 2 hours, and all this. You know, that's bull crap. You know, these guys talking about they can go an hour, 2 hours, or something like that with a woman. Man, go ahead on with that crap, man. And no such thing. There's no such thing. Hell, even the porn stars can't go an hour, 2 hours. You telling me you can go an hour, 2 hours with a girl? Come on, man. You must be out of your mind. You must be out of your mind. I don't care if you are taking Viagra. Get you some Viagra. Your Viagra ain't going to... All Viagra does is keep your heart. That's all Viagra does. That's all Viagra does. You know, once you get to that point and you pop off, hey, you know, you probably can keep going, but I tell you, you know, usually when you get to that point and you pop off, you know, you'd be like, okay, I'm gonna go back and watch the game. But you done took care of your girl. You done gave her the attention that she needed. Now she's happy. You're happy. We can watch the game. You didn't miss nothing. Right? You didn't miss nothing. But you took care of her. And she took care of you. Everybody's happy. Happy wife. Happy life. So again, ladies, take care of your man. Get in there tonight and get butt-ass naked. Get butt naked. Not butt naked. Get butt-ass naked. I'm serious. Do that. And guys, ask your girl tonight. Ask her, baby, I need you to get butt-ass naked for me tonight. And when she asks you what you mean by getting butt-ass naked, you tell her what's the difference in being butt-naked and butt-ass naked. Hey, guys, that's all the show I have for you today. I'm gonna shut down a little early. I got a few things to do. I got some errands to run. I got some things to get ready for this weekend. I'm doing some things this weekend. So got an event on on tomorrow. I'll be at the Epicenter tomorrow. I don't know if you guys want to come out to that. It's not an open bar, okay? But there is a bar there, okay? And you can drink, you know, before you get there, if you don't want to spend money at the bar. But there's going to be a lot of things for sale. I'll be at the Southern Life table. If you look for Southern Life, I'll be at the Southern Life table. That's my wife and daughter's business. And it's insurance. So if you guys need life insurance, health insurance, or whatever, they can help you with that. We also have a tax table there. My wife will be at the tax table. She'll be giving out cards. And if you need some advice on working with the IRS or what you should do with your taxes in order not to pay or whatever you got, okay, she can take care of it for you. So I'll be there tomorrow at it starts at 6. I'll be there about 4:30, getting everything set. So it should be a big time, probably be 300-400 people there, but we're going to have a lot of fun, okay? I'll be there. So if you guys want to come out and, you know, just speak to me or whatever, I'll be there again. I'm going to close out, but again, tell your girl, man, tell your girl, guys, to get butt-ass naked for you tonight. And ladies, just get butt-ass naked tonight and walk. Hey, guys, take care of yourself.
Dance with my dogs in the nighttime. Trap with the chickens right, like Popeye. Money changing colors like Tata. I'm just trying to get it, I ain't trying to die. No, she got a finger on your booty, make the world cry. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it. Hold them bands down. Hey. Hold your man down. Hey. Who told you come around? Who? Trap sound, designer, gold, fashion, show, trap, how, made it, gold, control the bag now, no need to brag now, no need, hey, put the mask down, man, we living fast now, finest, rose, weekend, gold, we get gold, keep watching me. Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. I'll take a whip it intermission, let the birds fly. I get money, turn no vision through my third eye. Money, yeah, that skillet, watch me flip it like it's five guys. Black and white pilgrim, check out the ceiling, look at the blue sky. I keep a set, check, yeah, boogie stay sit on my neck. I don't regret, yeah, I'm petting, I don't got a debt. You crawl, but you wrong, you can't ball, let me breathe. All my dogs on the wall, we gon' ball when you breathe. Stop watching me, democracy, you wanna copy me. Watch, life's monopoly, go copy some land and some property. AP, rose, pink diamonds, wool. Whip up the soda, diamonds off the road. Keep watching me. Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry, in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, curry chicken, color stir fry, take off on the bird, keep or let the bird fly, why I started at my prize, you a dead guy. Of course I gotta keep a watch out through my bird eye. No casket drop dead, pressing, I got dead guys. Don't discriminate, ball players coming all sides. Single roll, post move, or the pick and roll. They made the way we win that time, we use a cheat code. Why you keep looking at me? I feel like nigga got static. It must be the paddock. Pocket blue cheese, I'm in that kitchen. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it
like a stir fry. Whip it.
Keep watching me.
Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry.